In Turkey, a high-level bribery and corruption investigation involving high-ranking officials has led to another outpouring of anger toward the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. A new wave of anti-government demonstrations has already begun, with protesters calling for Erdogan's ouster.
Still reeling from what has become known as the Gezi Park uprising, Turkey seems to be entering a new crisis, with tension running high over corruption and bribery scandals. The corruption scandal broke on the 17th of December, with the detention of dozens of people, including the sons of three cabinet ministers. The arrest forced the three ministers to resign, and in retaliation, the government dismissed and or transferred 70 police officers, which led to a backlash. Several demonstrations have been held across the country, and the latest protests in Istanbul's Taksim Square turned violent. Riot police fired plastic bullets and used water cannons to disperse the protesters, who were demanding that the government step down over the corruption scandal. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said the corruption probe is a smear campaign mounted by outside forces. Erdogan added that it's also part of a wider conspiracy devised to topple his government.
We'll come out of this process stronger as people, as a nation. You can be sure that we'll proceed with hope towards the 2023 by having removed many obstructions, many threats, and without meaningless resistance.
The backdrop to the crisis is believed to be a power struggle between Erdogan and US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who has great influence in Turkey. The political tension of the past few months peaked after the government closed a number of private preparatory schools, many of which are owned by members of the Gulen movement. In yet another twist to the crisis, Turkey's highest court has reportedly blocked the implementation of a government decree ordering the police to inform their superiors before launching investigations ordered by public prosecutors. The decree, which was introduced last week, is viewed by many as an attempt by Erdogan to contain the investigation, which is the biggest threat his government has faced in the 11 years it has been in power.